going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we stream live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Very pertinent to this segment. We're going to do a very special draft edition of Never Read the Comments in about 60 seconds. But first, Anthony, we have a first. We have a first in the history of our show. We've been streaming on YouTube for almost 2 years now. And for most of that time, we've done the same thing in commercial breaks. Like, so for those of you watching on YouTube, like William McConnell, we don't play the commercials that we play on the radio during the YouTube stream. It's just not how we're set up for back-end business reasons. I don't need to get into it. Instead, on our YouTube stream, there is a music loop that we have gotten endless compliments for over time. People will tell us, yo, your commercial music slaps. And William said, if you're going to have these long-ass breaks, play some better music. And man, the army is after him in the YouTube comments.
Whoa.
This is torque music. This break music thumps in the Cadillac. The break music is the best. William did chime back in, says, just a little repetitive in my opinion. Look, William, I would love to have... Honestly, we tried when we first started streaming to have like some best of stuff in the commercial breaks. And the two people that you see on the screen right now, the two people that you hear if you're just listening to the show, this is our staff. There's two of us. We are hoping soon to add a third person. If we add a third person, I will make that person make commercial breaks with funny moments from the show that get changed out every once in a while. You'll probably get sick of the same funny moments, but at least they're funny. In the meantime, enjoy the torque music, because this is what we're doing. Capiche?
Capash.
Let's read some comments. Anthony, that's your cue.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby.
Never read the comments.
All right, the comments come not necessarily from the live YouTube chat, although the chat is vibing right now. They come from where we cut up this here live 3, or in today's case, 4-hour radio program into pieces. We put it on the internet, at Craig Hoffman, at the Team 980, and then you leave your comments on it. And we have selected, just for today, a multitude of NFL draft-related comments. I also feel like I should tell people, Anthony, even though we're doing 4 hours today, I got more to do later. Your boy is going live on YouTube, at Craig Hoffman. I will be live during the Commanders pick. In fact, my guy Tony Squares and I have decided to go live starting at pick 20, which puts us on the clock before the Steelers pick, So we'll get the Shedeur Sanders drama, potentially, if he's still on the board there. And we get Tony's Packers at 23, presuming they haven't made a trade. And then, obviously, through the Commanders pick. Very shortly after the Commanders pick, we will move over to a different stream. Although, if you're watching me live at Craig Hoffman, I do believe I can just automatically bump you over. So you can sit there with your Cheetos and wherever potato chips that you're eating, and you don't have to touch a thing. And we'll transfer you over. And then Kevin Sheehan and I will be live immediately following the Commanders pick with a Take Command instant reaction show. And then Logan and I will go tomorrow morning, recap the pick in more depth, and preview rounds 2 and 3 for Friday. So that is the plan. That is the schedule. I hope to see everybody on YouTube. Go hit subscribe at Craig Hoffman. Of course, we also have live coverage here on the radio, and I do believe that show might be streaming as well on YouTube at the Team 980 from Linnell and Toby. Okay, to the comments. A Process 2403 says, I prefer the round one selection to have the commander tag versus swinging for the fences with a character issue slash low floor, high ceiling type of player. If you're going to be risky, do it after the first round. Need to get as many rock solid foundational players as possible to rebuild the structure of the roster post Ron and the Martys. The first pick needs to be a hit and a surefire starter. I'm going to read the second comment in conjunction, although I do think it's worth saying you could have a low floor, high ceiling player that I think theoretically still has the commander tag. That is more about how you play. It's more about your competitiveness and your character than I think traits, whatever. Although maybe that gets a little convoluted because of some of that stuff. We'll get into it. But High Speed 30 says, it's laughable to think that James Pierce Jr. Is off Washington's board. He's a top 10 talent that will be picked damn near second round. We'll see if Pierce is sitting on the board tonight, if Peters and Quinn will pass on their biggest need due to character concerns. I hope he's on the board just to see what they will do with none of the other first round edge rushers left on the board. I am telling you right now, that is exactly my prediction. James Pierce Jr. will be on the board. I think the rest of the edges, like the next best edge will be Nick Scorton, and they will pass on James Pierce Jr. I talked to someone this morning with a different team who, I don't want to quote them exactly, but let's just say they were not a James Pierce Jr. fan. Like, big time not a fan. Like, could not stand the kid. And I think a lot of teams feel that way. I know some people think this is smoke, and some people think specifically it's smoke coming from Philadelphia. I think that he genuinely rubbed everybody the wrong way in 2024. He got paid to stay at Tennessee. Their collective is weird. Tennessee is weird. Heupel's a terrible disciplinarian. They got weird stuff happening in their program. And I think that you are looking at a kid who is going to fall out of the first round. Now, someone might take a flyer because his 2023 tape is fantastic. And even in 2024, some of his numbers are still pretty darn good, and the tape isn't terrible. But he's a very acquired taste as a rusher. He's a high side rusher, one of these guys that just speeds around the edge, speeds around the edge, speeds around the edge. And you can do that in college because the offensive tackles aren't sophisticated enough or athletic enough to deal with it. You try to do that in the NFL, all you're going to do is just get washed right by the quarterback every single time. And so there's a style problem with him, a lack of like depth to his game, and the character is a gigantic red flag. I refuse to say like something like, I'll pay everybody listening a zillion dollars if the Commanders take James Pierce. I'm not doing wacky bits like that. I will be stunned if they take James Pierce. And here's my last piece of evidence. When you have questions about a guy, you often bring him in for a 30 visit. They didn't even bring him in. They know, to me that says, they know so concretely they don't want him, they didn't even bother bringing him in. So that's where I'm at on that. The other part of the first comment, though, is swinging for the fences with a character issue or low floor, high ceiling type of player. I think if you have the Commanders tag, your floor is automatically somewhere higher because you play hard. You're a competitor. And this, I've said this a bunch over the last 48 hours. So for those of you that have been listening faithfully all week, I appreciate you, and I'm sorry I'm going to say it again. This is the misunderstanding about Shamar Stewart. I'm also going to keep this short because I think this misunderstanding of Shamar Stewart is why he's not going to remotely be available for Washington. I don't think he gets out of the teens. They don't make athletes like Shamar Stewart, and Shamar Stewart plays really hard. He runs after the football. He is disruptive in the run game. He's disruptive as a pass rusher. His sack production is booty. Yes, that is 100% true. But Anthony, if I told you you could get a guy that consistently gets pressure, makes running backs stop their feet, and he hustles his face off, and he's 6'5", has a 40-inch vertical, an 11-foot broad jump, and ran a sub-1.6 10-yard split in his 40, would you be interested in the first round?
I'm sprinting to the podium, sir.
And that's why Shamar Stewart's not going to get into the 20s. Yes, the sack production is a huge deal, but it is an incomplete picture of who he is as a player. And teams at that position specifically bet on traits. So that's the final time, I think, that we'll do the Stewart-Pierce thing, but that's where I'm at on the Stewart-Pierce thing. D. Smith, 9045, says, my official pick at 29 would be Shamar Stewart, assuming he's there. Mitch, as in our chat with Mitch Tischler, he was commenting on that. Mitch is correct. We couldn't set an edge last year to save our lives, especially in the games that mattered, Philly. I think he'll come around as a pass rusher. His comp for me is Jadeveon Clowney, big physical edge setter that won't wow you with sacks, but is still a difference maker and has a ton of upside. I think that's a high end, potentially, because Jadeveon was more like Jadeveon had a ton of injuries in his career, but healthy, like that dude had double digit sacks a ton. Like he just never was, like he was so hyped because he was a number one overall pick and he made that play against Michigan that he never lived up to the hype. But if you draft Shamar Stewart, let's say he does fall to 29, and he turns into Jadeveon Clowney, but all for your team. I mean, Clowney, didn't he play like 15 years? He's still going.
He's still in the league. I don't know if he's at 15 just yet, but he's still playing.
He's 32 years old. He's played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 seasons. This will be season number 12 for him. He
staying in Carolina, right?
I believe, yeah. Didn't have a sack his rookie year because he only played in 4 games and he got hurt. But he had 4.5, 6, 9.5, 9, 3, 0. And he played the year in Tennessee, played off the ball, like in a weird outside linebacker thing that year. 9, 2, 9.5, 5. Like, you get that guy in the right system, he's nearly a 10 sack guy. He's made 3 Pro Bowls. He was an AP All Pro second teamer his 3rd year in Houston. Like, I feel like there's a better version of his career from both an injury and a usage standpoint. He's a player that almost was like not. He didn't come into the league at the right time. So that's kind of, I like that. I mean, but he also could be Montez Sweat, could Shamar Stewart, in terms of athletic freakiness and kind of the type of edge setter and hustler that he is. I can't even read. I don't know what this screen name is. Someone says, GMs get in trouble all the time picking players with quote unquote upside, but don't have skills they should have learned in high school. If they taught something, if they could be taught something, don't you think their capable college coaches would have gotten the player straight? Planning on teaching folks things they already refuse to learn is a huge red flag for me. Here's what I would say. Anthony, how often do we think that coaches are bad at their jobs?
Some of them are.
Yes, fairly often. You can't be the fan that screams that every coach sucks and then be like, why can't the players... Look, I don't know what Texas A&M's tackling protocol is. It might be good, and maybe Shamar Stewart just hadn't figured it out. But I think something like tackling, like one, as a defensive lineman, it's, I won't say it's overrated, but like D-linemen miss tackles all the time. D-linemen, their number one thing is, can they be disruptive? Shamar Stewart can be disruptive. And by the way, I'll take it away from Shamar Stewart. Derek Harmon's another great example. That dude is a master at winning quickly and then whiffing on the running back. But he makes the running back stop his feet, slow down, the linebackers pursue, good play for Oregon. And that's ultimately his job. And if he makes the tackle, then his TFL numbers up through the roof. So that's the thing. It's like, if you're a linebacker and a safety and you can't tackle, that's a problem. If you're a corner, I want you to be able to tackle, but it's less of a big deal. If you're a D lineman, because often the game happens so quickly, as long as you can be disruptive, that is more important to me than the tackling stuff. And so, one, I don't know about his learning style and how he learns. Two, I don't know the quality of coaching at Texas A&M. And three, it's a skill that I've got lower down potentially than a lot of other people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Never read the comments here on The Hoffman Show. And this one, Anthony, this screen name I can read. It's from our pal, Spicy Pepperon.
Spicy Pepperon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I read it. And it's not Spicy Pepperon. Clearly, it's Spicy Pepperon.
Do they have the little...
No, but it should. It should have the little Italian. Hey.
Uh-huh.
I always thought about reading this comment like in that cadence, and I decided not to, boys and girls. Spicy Pepperon says, I love that Ezeraku was able to develop such a diverse bag of pass rush moves before even getting to the pros while maintaining discipline and technique in the run game. He feels like a very high floor guy with a ton of potential. High floor, high ceiling. He played in the ACC, which is not like Mike Green getting 17 sacks in whatever the hell conference Marshall is, but it's not like he did it in the SEC. The other thing about Ezeraku, like I like Ezeraku quite a bit. His quickness is elite. That is a trait that we know Adam Peters, or I should say more accurately, we know that Dan Quinn really likes, a bursty get-off guy. And Ezeraku's testing numbers in that area are pretty darn good. Very, very quick change of direction. So that allows him to, you know, hit juke moves and things like that as a pass rusher, get, you know, swipe inside and have that be an effective move. The thing about Ezeraku, here's my only holdup. He didn't run at the combine. And if you're a fast guy and you're a lighter defensive end, the only reason you don't run is because you're slow. My guess is he was going to come in much slower on the 40 than you think for a guy that's got the other measurements that he's got. And I've talked to enough people and I talked to Logan about this earlier today. I'll put his name on the record. And Logan and I mentioned this to Logan that someone had mentioned to me that Ezeraku can't really run it didn't run to disprove that at the combine. And he goes, you know, that was one of the first things I wrote down on him, and then I kind of got lost in the other stuff. And in a division where your primary responsibility might be to chase Jalen Hurts as a pass rusher to finish, chasing Jalen Hurts is very different than chasing the rest of the pass rushers in the SEC or in the ACC. That is slightly concerning to me. At 29, if he's available and he's the best guy available, I might just say screw it. That might cause him to drop, but it's just food for thought, Anthony, on that front.
That is very concerning, Craig, if he can't necessarily run. But what we have seen on tape is interesting to me. So, I don't know, man. I think this is why they get paid to do what they do. And I think they're going to make the best decision for the team.
Yeah. This is kind of where I've landed in general with the draft is, sure, I literally told this to Logan earlier. We were talking before the show, and I just go, man, the more stuff I watch, the more guys that I read into, the more intel I get, the more I'm like, I don't care. Adam, whatever you say.
No, for real.
Literally, whatever you say, Adam, we're good. We'll be fine. I'll deal with – you tell me who to talk about, I'll talk about him tomorrow. Kevin Roll, 8299, says – Isoraku is a very similar size to Micah Parsons. The problem is Isoraku didn't run and Micah ran a 4.3 something. They are very, very different athletes. Very, very different athletes. So, you know, if you want to say that about like Jahad Campbell and his build, but he is not Micah is an athletic phenomenon. So I realize that everyone now is like, oh, who's the next Micah? The problem is searching for the next Micah. Like, I like Frankie Louvu a lot, but Frankie Louvu and Micah Parsons are very different players. And I don't know that, like, in the first round, you're taking Frankie necessarily, depending on how you want to use him. All right. Last but not least, Ronald Tillman, 173, says, a team in the position like the Commanders should concentrate on premium positions instead of best player available, regardless of position, because they have glaring needs at the two premium positions on defense at edge and corner. If Lattimore can't get back to the player he was, neither would be a reach. The only other position that should be considered at 29 is offensive tackle, because it's the only other premium position that would warrant a selection, in my opinion. The definition of premium positions is changing. Premium, we're talking in a literal sense in terms of what costs money in this league. Wide receiver, premium position. Interior defensive line, premium position. Guards are getting paid. Interior defensive line is getting paid. Guards are getting paid. Basically, everyone but safeties, and if your name's not Saquon, running backs are getting paid. But also, if you have a guy like Malachi Starks, who, if you're going by Logan's board, is the 10th best player in this draft or something like that, available at 29, they need a safety. Like, Will Harris is nice. You tell me my safety combination, though, is Malachi Starks and Quan Martin? Oh, we can have some fun with that. So I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. They are in a position where best player available should truly mean that. If there is a guy that is truly a tier above the rest, take that guy. Don't think twice about it. If not, then you start getting into the positional need, who fits your scheme best, who you're going to get the most out of, and what you need for your football team, not just in 2025, but I think this is important to remember too, and beyond. Last thing I'll say about the board and how it falls, and I wish I had this more front of mind when we were doing our mock in hour number one, and I'm glad Ben mentioned this, that he does this with his mock when we had him on to start this hour. You have to also think about what's available later. And if you're deciding between two positions and maybe the edge is slightly better than the wide receiver. Actually, let's go. The wide receiver is slightly better than the edge. No, I'll go the other way. The edge is slightly better than the wide receiver. But you feel like the next wide receiver that you're going to be able to get at 61 is way worse than the edge you'd be able to get at 61. You need to think about that as a two-player combo. Which combo edge and wide receiver is better? The better one in round one, and then what in round two? So if it's Nick Scorton and Emeka Egbuka, you're like, oh, take the edge. The edge is, even though Egbuka is better, we need the edge. Well, what if I could tell you could get Femi Oladejo from UCLA at 61, but if you take Egbuka, and they're all the wide receivers that you'd want at 61 are going to be gone and you don't pick again until 128. And you decided those are the positions you want to attack. You take Egbuka, who's better, even though it's not a position of need, because you feel comfortable about the edges later or whatever positions you want to throw together in that order. But you got to think about the full picture of the draft, not just what's in front of you at that very moment. And that is why these GMs spend so much time and these scouting staff spend so much time getting ready. That is our final pre-draft edition of Never Read the Comments. When we get back, we go inside the Take Command War Room.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.